That is curious. What can I call it? Embarrassing timidity that comes over one when you do walk into a feeding center like that. Of, I feel I shouldn't be there. I feel I should leave them alone. It's like walking into somebody's room with dying. Only the family should be there. At the same time, longing to pick up one of these children and give it some kind of warmth. On the other hand, they're so frail that you're afraid you're going to break them or hurt them. And it's under. It just is so totally unacceptable to see small children just die in front of your eyes. Obviously because they're starving, but also because they are so frail they really can't die of disease. And you somehow on one hand feel impotent that you can't do enough, not in time to save at least those of your lives. And on the other hand, it's comforting to be there and see how much is being done and how much progress is being made.
Miss Hepburn, we're approaching the year 2000. Did you ever think that there would be this kind of tragedy repeating itself?
I don't know if during the first great famines in Bangladesh, during the great famines in the 30s in Russia, during the Irish famine, how much did we do about that? Now we're at least trying and doing it rather well. But we're impatient because now we see the children dying right in front of us. For most of us on television, I've seen it happen. And I'm filled with a rage at ourselves. I don't believe in collective guilt, but I do believe in collective responsibility. But it is the international community, and that is the beauty of humanitarian of relief workers, of humanitarian aid, that regardless of what's going on, of the danger, of the diseases they're getting themselves, they do it. And they don't give up.
How do you feel about politics complicating issues as it is being seen to be done right now?
Politics are something which are very, very hard for me to understand because the machinations are so complicated. Politics, by definition, are supposed to be for the people, for the welfare of people. Humanitarian means human welfare and responding to human suffering. That's finally what politics should be, ideally. And that's what I dream about. And that's why I use this example, and it may be unique in history, that it's humanitarians that are keeping this country afloat. I think perhaps with time, instead of there being a politicalization of humanitarian aid, there'll be a humanization of politics. I dream of the day that it will be all one. And one of the reasons that I wanted to come to Somalia, not because I can do very much, there cannot be enough witnesses. If I can be one more and speak up for one child, it's worthwhile.
Thing that happened to me, to be able to express my need to help children and to care for them in some way. I can personally do very little, but I can contribute to a whole chain of events with this UNICEF. And that's a marvelous feeling. It's like a bonus to me. Towards the end of my life. And if this career has left me with something very special, it's the fact that it's left me with this, whatever it is, this voice, the curiosity people have still to see me, to talk to me, which I can use for the good of children. What could be nicer?